sermon title is Crawling Out of the Hole of Anger. That is crawling out of the hole of anger. The scripture reading is Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. That's Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, Oh Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Now, Brother Norman.
Once again, God has truly blessed us to be able to come together this evening to conclude another Lord's Day worship. It's good to see each and every one of you here, and if you're visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guests. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Again, most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this time, once again, you've given us to be able to come again to assemble ourselves together to study another portion of your divine word. Thank you for those who have taken part in our service thus far. And now, Father, as we look upon your word once again, that we focus upon your word and what it has to say to us. And Lord, at the conclusion of this message, that things we have fallen short of, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me your word, the thing that I say, that you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Crawling out of the hole of anger. Anger is a big problem. We are an angry society. You cannot pick up a single paper or magazine that does not include some kind of description of anger. We find anger almost defines who we are. It was no less a problem for Jonah here in Jonah chapter 4 than for us, because we find he was, as the scripture says, greatly displeased and became very angry. It happens. When we get angry, and quite often when we do get angry, we don't know why we are angry. We are ill-equipped to handle anger, and we even may even have no right to be angry. And so this evening, for a few minutes, we're going to explore what we do when we get angry, the types of anger that we see in Scripture, and what the Bible tells us to do with that anger. And then we can conclude just a few thoughts on some steps to help you to handle your anger. The first thing that we need to understand is that you must understand that anger is God-given. It can and does serve a useful purpose. When the Apostle Paul, he instructed us in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26 and 27, that we were to be angry and sin not. But he also said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath or your anger. I remember reading about a Christian couple whom had experienced a huge argument, and he had hollered at her, and she had returned hollered at him. And as they dressed for bed, the wife leaned over to the husband and said, "Honey, we promise never to let the sun go down on our wrath." And he turned around and implied that the sun is still shining in China. Y'all catch that? That is not exactly what Paul meant here when he was dealing with this story. And so we ought to understand that this little story that we have just talked about, it does highlight the ways in which we express our anger. See, dealing with the emotions of anger is the most complex and it's the most challenging of them all on a day in and day out basis. What do you mean? Number one, it's complex because anger can and will surface at the strangest times, brought forth for the strangest reasons, and exhibit in the strangest ways. It's challenging. Why? Because anger, if not handled properly, can be very dangerous, can be destructive emotion. It can be hurtful to us physically, emotionally, relationally, and even spiritually, because there is always a price tag for improper handling of anger. And so as we look at that, when you look at Proverbs 25 and verse number 28 in the Good News Bible, it says, if you cannot control your anger, you are as helpless as a city without walls open to attacks. And so most of us, most of the time, we get angry and we don't even have a clue whether that anger is the appropriate anger or not. And so we're going to look at these four types of anger from the Bible, and let's see what we can learn from these things. The first type is called sudden anger or wrath. Or rage. And what this anger tells us is that this is an anger that must be controlled. If you have a short fuse, then you will continually do a lot of foolish things and you will have to do a lot of apologizing. Will Rogers once said, whenever you fly into a rage, you seldomly make a safe landing. And I think that's a good illustration. You may say, well, I cannot control my temper. It gets away from me. But you can. Let me help you. Have you ever found yourself in a heated discussion and you're getting louder? You're getting louder and louder and you're getting madder and madder, and then the telephone rings and then you says, "Hello." And I hope that didn't happen to you. So that means you can control your temper, but you just don't want to control your temper. So we have to understand that the first type of anger is sudden anger. This is rage, and this must be controlled. The second type of anger is sinful anger or wrath, and it must be condemned. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, and verse 21, he said, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone that murders will be in subject to judgment. But I tell you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause will be subject to judgment. That means that if we are angry and do not have a legitimate reason to be angry, your anger is sinful. There is a fivefold test then to determine if our anger is sinful or not. Number one, is the anger directed at the person? That's the first question. Is my anger directed at the person? Number two, is the anger without a justifiable cause? Number three, is it anger that seeks revenge? Number four, is it anger that is cherished? In other words, I just love it. But then number five, is it anger that has an unforgiving spirit? So if you harbor a sinful anger, the remedy for that is to repent and turn away from it. So we've seen the third now, the type of anger. The third type of anger is called stubborn anger or resentment. Well, the Bible tells us that this anger must be conquered. A lot of people like to quote Ephesians verses that says, be angry and sin not. But then when you read on, the next verse, it says, do not give place to the devil or a foothold to the devil. Now, this might be called a chip on your shoulder anger. You know what I'm talking about. When I talk about that, they are not even well-meaning. They just walk around and march around hoping above all hope that somebody will come along and knock it off their shoulder so that they can have a justifiable reason to get angry. With stubborn anger, there never is a justification. This anger leads to bitterness. It leads to rage. It leads to anger. It leads to brawling. It leads to slander. It leads to every form of malice. Paul says it in verse number 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, which is outcry or protest or controversy, from you with all malice. But then there is the fourth anger. The fourth anger is sanctified anger. Well, this anger is used to describe an anger that rises up in us as a result of seeing someone or something of importance to us being mistreated, suffering and injustice. Well, we are told that this anger must be channeled in the right direction. Well, when you look at Mark chapter 1, excuse me, Mark chapter 3, and when you read verse 1 through 5 in Mark chapter 3, what you're going to see is you're going to see a sanctified anger that was channeled by Jesus. In verse 5, when you look at that passage, Jesus was angry and he was deeply distressed Well, why was he angry? Why was he deeply distressed? Because of their stubborn hearts and their stubborn anger. And because what happened was the Sabbath arrives on a day that is supposed to be a glorious day, the Sabbath, and instead of worship, what you have is you have some good church folk who have allowed Satan a foothold in their lives. No glorifying God. All they were trying to do was trying to trap this man, Jesus. No thanksgiving. And all they were interested was in accusations. And so what Jesus does is that Jesus channeled anger, and he does what is good, and he does what is right. The Bible says he heals a man with a withered hand. And I believe this evening that I believe it's time for the church to get angry. But now, not how churches normally get angry at the preacher, at the leaders, at each other. But we need to get angry at sin, the force of evil, crimes, and dozens of other things that we can channel. And so it's time for us. And if you find yourself constantly and even frequently in a place of anger, then you need to know this evening how to handle your anger. But let me give you some pointers, and this lesson is yours. How do I handle this anger? The first thing I suggest to you is to seek to understand why you are angry. Seek to understand why you are angry. Clarify the issue that is involved. Is there a history lesson that you must learn to understand your anger? Perhaps you may have unrealistic expectations. So seek to understand why you are angry. Number two. Give yourself time to respond. Give yourself time to respond. Thomas Jefferson said, when you are angry, count to 10. If you're still angry, count to 100. But if you're still angry, run away. Y'all to catch that? I think it's some good advice. So we have to understand. You got to give yourself a time to respond. Why is it that I'm angry? Go back to those five questions that we talked about. And then, thirdly, the third thing to do as you're going along, the third thing that you need to do is to release that anger to God in prayer. Release it to God. And this can be tough. Because I know from experience that I don't want to pray when I'm mad. Because do you know why? Because I know that 99.44% that what's going to happen is that when I pray to God, I will quit being angry. And you know what? Sometimes, now that was back then, sometimes I just want to be angry. So if I give it to God, then what's going to happen is I'm not going to be angry, because you can't be angry and praying at the same time. You got to give it to God. When you give it to God, it'll release. It'll release some burdens off of you. Number four. The fourth thing is go to that person that you're in conflict with. Go to the person, not everybody else. Go to the person that you're in conflict with. Romans 12, 18 says, if it's possible, as much as lieth in me, I have a responsibility. And that is to live at peace with everyone. So when I release it to God in prayer, I go to that person that I'm in conflict with, and finally, number five. The fifth thing is, give up the right to have resentment and revenge. Give up the right to have resentment and revenge. You may feel like you have the right to be bitter, but the Bible teaches that bitterness will destroy you. Anger hurts you more than it hurts anyone else. So just give it up. And so this evening, no doubt some of you have sold yourself very cheaply to this very cruel master of anger. You are a slave to anger, and that ought to make you mad. Not only make you mad, but it ought to make you real angry. But today you can use your sanctified anger to hit your sudden, to hit your sinful, to hit your stubborn anger real hard. What you got to do is I got to learn how to give it over to God. You got to learn, because let me tell you something. We're living in some dangerous times. We're leaving this world soon as you can think. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be holding something inside me and that causes me to lose my soul. I want to make sure that I'm right. That I'm right with God. And I don't want to stand before God, have lived in this world, to hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you. Prepare for the devil and his angels. But you got an opportunity tonight to make it right. You've not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You heard a portion of God's word. Believe it to be true. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ. And be baptized. If you're here in a Christian. Maybe you have been dealing with some of these types of anger. Now is the time to say no more. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. I'm going to turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord handle it. Whatever the case may be, look within your life. You know, and God knows whether you're right with him. That's who you're going to have to answer to one of these days. Come right now, we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Oh, do not let the word depart and close thine eyes against the light. For sinner, harden not the heart. He May